and station, Space Ground 2. Good morning. We're ready for morning DPC.
Good morning, Expedition 73. Happy earlier than usual morning DPC. All thanks to Teeter's availability and scheduling. Thanks for being with us. Houston has two topics for you this morning. The first is for Xena. We are in a good config and go for you to perform your two flexible activities on your timeline whenever you're ready. Those two activities are the Node 1 Vestibule Depress Part 6, which is currently at 10 GMT, and the offload Yeti Bay swap, which is currently scheduled at 13 GMT.
Okay, copy. I am go for the 10 a.m. Vestibule Ops and 1300 Yeti Bay activities when I'm ready. Thank you so much.
That is a good readback. And the second one is for Mike. Your MSRR stow activity reminds you to not access MSSR in the execute node. This is due to vibration concerns with Droplet, so we recommend you start this activity before you begin your Droplet ops sometime this morning. The only other item you need to keep in mind while performing this activity is any spatial complaints with Maxivis.
Copy, and I've already been stuck my head in a little bit without accessing, and we will definitely respect Droplet experiment. Thanks for the heads up.
Sounds like a plan. And yeah, Mike, and just a reminder, you can access it before Droplet. I think we're on the same page there. We just wanted to give you that context.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, that actually helps a lot. It would be a lot easier to describe with a few photos and where it is scheduled, and even beforehand, we will make sure that we respect the pump module for Droplet, but I'll take some pictures. There's some racks and internal structure in the way, and that'll help explain why we don't have as much stowage as we thought. PCPC. Thanks for the explanation.
Cool. Sounds like a plan. And that is all from Houston. Do you have anything for us?
We have no questions. Oral, the only comment we have is excellent job to Robo for the cool maneuvers of Cygnus. So with that, we're looking forward to a great day working with you.
Likewise, and we'll pass that on to the Robo team, and Huntsville, Munich, and Scuba are standing by with no topics, so unless you have something for them, we can call the USOS morning DPC complete.
Good morning to Huntsville, Munich, and Scuba. We don't have any questions or comments today. Looking forward to a great day, and with that, completion of the USOS DPC. Thanks, Matt.
Sensation Space to Ground 2.
Mike, go ahead.
Matt, great to hear your voice. And thanks to you and everyone else on Orbit 1 for coming in early this morning. And say hi to Adi for us. And then just real quick, the Node 1 deck manual pressurization equalization valve is closed for the timeline.
Hey, Mike, we copy all. Adi says hi as well, and we are happy to be with you as well.
Houston Station on 2.
Houston's with you on 2.
Water transferring has completed, and I'm ready to go to a step 6.1.
Houston copies, you are go to proceed at step 6.1.
Okay. Houston station on 2.
Be on 2.
Have completed step 6 and step 7.1, and transfer hose is disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to rehydration station.
Houston copies all, thank you.
Thank you very much for water.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2, for any available crew, no action required here, just a heads up that PWD is go for use again.
Station Houston on 2, for floating lens cap.
Listen.
All right, when Kimya was talking to you just then, there's a lens cap floating. We see it right now to your left, forward left, Kimya's right. Okay, so it looks like he sees it. Okay, got it.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and OBT medical contingency drill. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and OBT medical contingency drill.
Johnny, I too, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny. Apologies that we did not specify this in the procedure, but we wanted to ask if you could make sure you're using Lab Cam 1 for the video for this activity. And then also, while I have you, Space to Ground 4 has been privatized, and your party is ready for you whenever you are.
Hey, copy. We'll put that in work. Just give us a few minutes. Thanks.
Copy. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2-4 OSO.
On 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, the UID went very well. We're all cleaned up, are available on the L drive or I drive, and we'll need some new sauna gel. All that's in a crew note. Only thing that's missing is we'll download the pictures of the work site in a little bit. Thanks for the opportunity. Any questions?
Okay, we copy all. No questions from OSO, and thank you.
And just for a big picture, Johnny Kim also took some video, which explained our techniques and what we were thinking, so that will be also available sooner than later.
Copy. Thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Droplet.
We're with you on 2, Mike, and we're ready for Droplet hardware teardown if you are.
I am ready. Please give me some deltas.
Okay, we have several. At step 1.7, after you move the lever to 12, which we need you to Kapton tape it.
Makes sense. We'll Kapton tape the lever. Copy, it's the viewing chamber lever. Understood.
In step 3.2, we want you to recap that syringe.
Kept the cap in my pocket for just such an occasion.
I will not tell you how much time we spent on the ground talking about whether or not you had the cap still, but good to know you still got it. And then we're going to have you return the droplet payload to its Ziploc bag and foam box.
We'll be careful in that execution. We'll return it to its Ziploc bag first and then into the foam box with the foam box serial number 1004.
Excellent. We're going to save that and the cleanup kit, and we'll get you have you grab an extra Ziploc bag for a new trash bag with the cleanup kit. We'll have you stow both that and the foam box into the 1.0CTB5164, and we want you to stow that in the JLP. Are you ready for that location?
A perfect question. I am now ready for that location.
Okay. We'll have you stow that at JLP Port 2, Delta 2, Echo 2, Foxtrot 2.
Okay, if I recall correctly, that's from whence it came, but in any case, it's going to Port 2 and the Delta 2 Echo and Foxtrot 2. Copy. What are we going to do with the pump? Are we going to leave it deployed?
And Mike, part of this procedure is to tear this down and stow it. The good news is, since we're saving serial number 1004, we'll be able to reinstall this later on and save this science.
Yes, I understand very much. Just wondering to do what I'm physically going to do with the pump. Will it be stowed or the pump, will it be left deployed?
It will be stowed.
Okay, so that's covered by the procedure and stowage note?
Affirm.
Okay, I don't have those in front of me, so if you could give me an assist, are we also going to try to put the pump into 1.05164?
Negative, Mike. Let me get you words on what the pump is going into.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate the assist. And yes, I know how to read for myself, but this really helps out, and I like being collaborative. So thank you.
Happy to be collaborative, Mike. It takes me a lot of time to digest stowage notes. So the pump is going to go back into its foam box, and it's going to be stowed straight into the locker at the JLP port 2, Bravo 2, Charlie 2, for the stowage note.
Hey, thanks. That big picture really helps me as I plan out the task, so thank you so much. I'll call if I have any questions, and we'll report back to you. Really appreciate the collaboration. And recap, or save the cap in my pocket, is my middle name. Ha ha.
Another one to add to the list, and we're here if you need us.
So stage for Kermit.
Go ahead on to Mike.
And let me rephrase for both Droplet and Kermit. Due to some of the other things we're doing in the lab, I'm working on Droplet final teardown and still double checking that. Do you or do you not need me to log in ELC6 to get the view on the software? If not, I can go to step 2, and also the lab camcorders are being used for the other activity, if that's okay.
We do not need the lab camcorders, so that is fine. And checking on your other question. And Mike, as far as the software, you can skip to step three in the droplet final teardown procedure.
Okay, I will 1.7 to tape down the lever. I think you had me work on that.
Apologies, Mike. Yes, we do need you to complete that.
Collaboration is your middle name also, so we got this. And thank you. We'll report.
Thanks, Mike.
Soul Station on 2 for droplet final teardown, step 1.7.
Go ahead on 2.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know that the mixing lever is at the 12 o'clock. I didn't have to change it, and I taped it in that position.
We copy, Mike. Thank you.
Soul Station on 2 with a Kermit Navy mea culpa.
Go ahead for maybe mea culpa.
Said. Earlier on in the day, we checked the objectives, and in order to do that, I lifted up the microscope. I guess there's a way to lift up the top lens of the microscope so that you can have better access. And when I got back to take a look inside to retrieve the payload, I saw that that was still up. So that might be some reason, I don't know, if you weren't getting images. And if that's the case, mea culpa, apologies.
And Mike, I can happily report that was not your culpa. We were never able to connect to the microscope, so that was not the issue. But thank you so much for your honesty.
That's my middle name, that and mea culpa, and I'm glad it was someone else's culpa. But looking forward to solving this and working forward and getting some more data in the future. I'm still continuing with the teardown of droplet. So far, so good.
Excellent news. Thank you.
Soul Station on 2 with a cornucopia of questions. Well, it's really just pretty much two of them.
Ready for cornucopia questions.
I'm getting into the Thanksgiving mood up here. Are we ready for Astro B to go off? It was a flexible activity, and I'm ready for it.
We are ready for Astro B to go off.
Okay, and second question is, well, first I'll start out with a statement. Kermit and the overhead rack are all closed out. Everything put away according to the stowage note, so that part is good. And now I'm kind of backtracking and working on stowing the droplet experiment. For the droplet experiment, you had mentioned some kind of bagology, and I want to make sure I got it right. So could you please repeat it? There was a trash bag, and there was also the cleanup kit.
And Mike, we just wanted to add an extra Ziploc bag to that cleanup kit. You may have already used the existing trash bag from the cleanup kit, so we want to pre-stage that. Just adding a bag to the cleanup kit and then sewing both it and the foam box in that 1.0 CTB.
Okay, thanks. That makes a lot of sense. We have an empty trash bag that we hadn't used that came with the original cleanup kit, so we'll make sure that there's at least one trash bag in the cleanup kit. And thanks for that attention to detail. Really appreciate it.
We got you, Mike. That works. Thank you so much for all your patience and help today.
When I look back at the things I'm thankful for, I'm grateful and thankful for our friends at the POIC. Happy call.
We are grateful for all of you and such a wonderful crew to be so committed to science. So I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Soul Station on 2. I know we said our goodbyes, but I do want to close up so that we all can sleep soundly tonight, knowing that droplet payload number 4 is correctly put away. I have a few readbacks for you.
And we will take them.
Okay. First off, we put the syringe cap back onto the syringe that had been in the pump. So that'll date the syringe. And then also on the procedure, I can confirm that step 4.3 and 4.4, which are the valves, so the water valve is perpendicular to the tubing, and the oil valve, which is valve 3, is pointed towards the pressure transducer 9 o'clock position. So that payload is now safely ensconced in a Ziploc and in its foam and ready for the next shot.
Mike, thank you for giving us the warm and fuzzies, and we will definitely sleep better not knowing all of that.
Full station on two for droplet stowage.
We're with you on two, Mike.
Okay, so first off, if you help me look at the stow note, items 20 and 21, I'm a little bit confused about. I don't think they're part of droplet, but if they are, please tell me how to make that happen. And then that's my first question. My second question is, I'm trying to read, but the and I know how to read. It's been that way since 3, but the USB cable and the power cable for the pump unit, do they go into the phone box or not? And I just see a couple different ways of looking at this stow note, so any help would be appreciated.
Copy, Mike. So, Mike, the 1.0 CTB where you put the droplet payload should contain the ISS external microorganisms, and we want you to take those and grab a half CTB, report the serial number to us, and put those external microorganisms in the half CTB and then stow them at the airlock, Deck 1, Bravo 1.
It makes so much sense when you say it that way. Reading the stowage note, I didn't quite get that, so I appreciate that. I understand my task.
Well, Mike, I have someone in my ear telling me what to say, so that does help. For the dual syringe pump, that is going into a foam box.
I understand that. Just the cables that go with it, where do those go? Do they go in the foam box also?
Negative. They just go to the JLP Port 2, Bravo 2, Charlie 2 location.
Okay. Can we do ourselves, future selves, a favor? I'm sure future you and future me and future payload stowage will say thank you for this. But can I put both of those into one Ziploc bag, and I'll label the Ziploc bag what's inside. I'll even see if I can take a picture of it. And that way that they are together and in a Ziploc bag. If they're just by themselves like this, they may get lost, and we hate that when that happens.
Excellent plan. And we will take the photos as well, and thank you so much for your help on that.
Worries, because I'm probably the guy that's going to have to go find it, and so if not, it'll be someone else, right? So we're happy to do that. Thank you.